the conversations that we have with ourselves usually go as follows. I do not like what I am doing. I do not like the people I work for. I do not like the people I'm with. I do not like the job that I'm upholding right now. I do not like these things. I do not want it. I wish I could get away. I wish I could just walk in there, quit, and move on. You get a lot of energy after that conversation. But what immediately follows that conversation is one of the most detrimental things that we have. And that's a negative internal thought process. That computer switches on and into safety mode. And it says, get back. You don't want to quit because you don't know what's on the other side. What if you'll never find a job? What if the next job will make you just as unhappy? What if those people will be just as mean to you? What if they'll be just as difficult to work with? What if? And what at that moment, that's where you have to go into control mode and you have to switch your thinking. You have to reframe that thinking process. And what that is it's cognitive reframing. And what you do with that is you take what your situation presents you and you flip it on its head. You tell yourself, now, when I quit this job, I'm going to find the best job I've ever had. I'm going to strike out. Everything that I want is going to unfold in front of me. I'm going to find success. I'm going to find happiness. I'm going to find peace. I'm going to control the negative. I'm going to control the tempo of my life by switching on the lever and controlling what I allow in my life. I'm no longer going to be getting along. I'm no longer going to just go along. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to suffer whatever need be suffered and make it happen, because you will get hurt. You will have some difficult times. It's a part of it. But what comes on the other side of it is what you need to find. Your glory. Once you survive your go-through, your glory is there waiting for you. You know, I had a discussion with someone this morning about what we are seeking is also seeking us. And that ties into the laws of attraction and success and what are we going to do with our time and our free time and what disciplines that we choose to live by. And it's really interesting to me. And to me, I spend a lot of time on that topic because it changed my life for the better in a whole slew of ways. And once I realized that, you have to stop chasing your dreams. You really don't need to. You need not to be chasing them, but preparing yourself in your life that you live now for them. Because the things that you are looking for are looking for you. So you're trying to create that attraction because success is looking for somewhere to land. And it's looking for somewhere to be. So if you are living that life daily and you're putting yourself in a constant area of learning and educating yourself in that field and what comes with it and what's going to go with it, and you are learning to endure your distractions and not to be distracted by them and to move forward constantly through any matter of ways, whatever it takes by any means, to take care of your business, to keep diligent in your focus and your work, to remain securely to the ground and focus on the very things that you know you need to be focused on. Because a whole lot of us, including myself at times, we confuse busyness with action. And a lot of people do a lot of things and get nothing done in life. Because you feel if you're just constantly in a state of work, if you're constantly moving forward, you're constantly doing something, you can call that effort. But a lot of things we do to distract us or to keep us from working on things that we know we most need to do. So what is that to you? What thing have you discarded? What thing have you let fall to the wayside? What thing have you allowed life to distract you from continuing the process of reaching that set goal, of reaching that set milestone in your life? What is that? What is that? We all have that thing that we're chasing. We all have something we're chasing. And some of us confuse that with money. And if you chase money, you'll be satisfied with any amount. But if you chase your happiness, and if you chase success, and if you're doing the things constantly and surrounding yourself with the things that most will attract success to you, then all the things that you want will follow. The biggest thing you can do is seek out a way to make other people's lives better. And if you can do that, if you can identify what it takes and what it is, then you, in return, the universe will find you itself. Success will find you where you are, no matter where, no matter when. It will find you. If you spend your time finding ways to make other people successful and to change other people's lives, what talents you have that they could use, what abilities you have that they can take advantage of, what great thing about you that other people need in this life will attract success to you.